something serious.
Oh, yeah.
Don't pick, like, communism.
That's going in the podcast. Welcome to the podcast.
This is Chap Yams.
My name is Chase.
And I'm Anthony, and we are back, even though we said we wouldn't be.
Dude, the timeline's all messed up, but that's okay. You know, before we jump into our first question, I actually wanted to point something out.
Our timeline?
No, not the timeline.
Because I feel like not the
lore. Dude, I was in your bathroom and your toilet water is blue. Can you explain that to me? Why is your toilet water blue? Is it like, is that bleach or is it for kicks?
You know, blue toilet. But I'm speechless.
Yeah, no, it's I'm speechless. It's fine. It's fine.
Blue toilet water is the worst thing.
Jeez. What a segue. But you know what? You know what that's the equivalent of? You know what that is? That's like when you go to your grandma's house and then she has that couch that's covered in that plastic wrap. That's exactly what it is. You're not allowing yourself to fully enjoy it because you're so afraid of dirtying it, right? So it's like your toilet water. You're not allowed to enjoy the beautiful aesthetic.
Oh, because you don't want to...
Because you don't want to ruin the what are toilets even made out of?
I always enjoyed making green as a kid.
Some man, if you don't understand that joke, take an art class. Oh man, so you're arguing that blue toilet water is the worst thing?
No, I just said that because
you know what? I can get behind that. That's one that we can agree on.
But blue toilet water is a natural phenomenon that I'm quite interested in.
Natural phenomenon? What do you mean? You're gonna go to Indonesia and investigate?
I've never seen it in action. I've never seen it. I've never seen the water become blue, but it happens. And I think it must be something to do with the full moons and the sea tides and the constellations that the water becomes blue.
Oh, all right. I don't even know how to respond to that kind of... You're joking, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just making sure, because if you're going to defend it, I think I might have to leave.
But anyway, as we alluded to before, we're going to try to find the worst thing in the entire universe.
We're trying to... You know, that's...
Totally, we're on a quest.
That totally just sounds like we're rehashing the biggest problem in the universe podcast. But this was a thought that's a thought we had aside from that podcast. Anthony doesn't even know what that podcast
is. Did you mention it last podcast, or was that after?
I mentioned it when we were taking our little coffee break. Oh. I really like the pot. But anyway, this was a thought we had before that conversation, I think. So let's try and find it right now. Let's find the worst thing that ever existed.
So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to say something. And then Chase is going to try to say something that's worse than what I said.
It almost sounds like a conversation between two humans.
And then if I have any comments about the thing that he says, I'm allowed to say more stuff.
Okay.
So it's like...
I'm gonna go for the jugular, man. I'm gonna go for something near and dear to your heart, and you know exactly what it is.
But the person who thinks that the worst thing is the winner.
Okay.
What you win,
but
I don't know.
We're gonna start easy, but I'm gonna go straight for the neck, man. I'm going straight for those arteries, because you know exactly what I'm talking about. Because I hate this. Like, I legit hate it. I think it's for idiots. Candy corn. Anybody that looks at candy corn and walks right by the... Okay, here's my detection for a good person. This is how I know if you're a good person. If you walk past the candy aisle and you don't look at the candy corn once. If you look at the candy corn, then you walk away, then you do a double take, you look back and you think about it. It's like that. You're already a bad person. I know you just have a bad taste in candy. I don't even like candy, but if you have a bad taste in candy, come on. We know your character if you like candy corn.
Man, you're not trying hard at all, man, are you? You're picking the best.
All the worst people in history have liked candy corn.
Name three.
All right, Stalin, probably a fan of candy corn. We weren't supposed to bring up communism. That was our buzzword. But Stalin probably liked candy corn. All right.
You're trying not to bring up Hitler, aren't you?
No. See, because I knew that Hitler was an easy one, so I wasn't going to bring him up. Okay, I can think of three people that like candy corn, for sure. Stalin, okay. Kevin Spacey, and Gandhi. Gandhi's not a bad guy, but he's a nerd. Nerds like candy corn. All right. Do you agree? What's your rebuttal, Anthony?
Segways.
Segways? Wait, you're uncomfortable? You don't want to do this anymore?
No, I mean...
Oh, segue. I thought you
were... I don't mean the segue between topics. I mean literal segue.
I literally thought you were I thought you were trying to move on to the next thing. All right, segues. Okay, you know what? I think segues are cool. A little bit.
Can you see a person riding around on a segue and you don't think they're immediately...
A terrible person.
A total dork.
It kind of depends on what they look like. Because... Okay, here's the thing. Segways are dumb, but what's the difference between, like, a Segway and, like, a hoverboard? What's the difference between, like, a Segway and, like, a skateboard?
Okay, you know what? I'd like to update my answer. Hoverboards.
That I can get behind. That, okay, I feel like there's slightly worse things than a hoverboard, but that's dangerously close to the worst thing that ever happened. Have you ever rode or owned a hoverboard?
I have not, but I will admit I wanted one at one point.
I don't know why this bothered me, because it shouldn't have, but I saw this guy and this girl, clearly their boyfriend and girlfriend, he was holding her hand, but they were walking down the street, and he was on the hoverboard, and she was holding his hand walking on the side of him. I was like, dude, is that not the most ungentlemanly thing that you've ever seen? First of all, the dude has a hoverboard. No judging. If you have a hoverboard, God bless you. You are a person worthy of love and respect. But not when you're riding the hoverboard. And this dude, like, can you imagine? I just pictured, like, in the, like, there's got to be, like, the same, his ancestor, like, his great-great-grandfather back in, like, the 1600s.
Uh-huh.
He was, like, riding a horse and, like, holding his wife's hand while she walks. That's the equivalent. Hoverboards are stupid, man. No.
So you're saying the current worst thing is not hoverboards itself, but... riding a hoverboard while making your girlfriend walk.
Yeah, come on, man. Like, you got feet, too. If you want to be a true gentleman and you have a hoverboard, at least let her ride it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Don't make her walk the whole way. Come on.
Okay, I have something that's the worst thing in the world. Have you seen... And I don't know if you've seen this, but have you seen those Pokemon Go iPhone mounts that goes over your shoulders?
Oh man, I don't even know what you're talking about, but I'm already appalled.
So it's it looks like a necklace, and it's firm, right? So it holds your, it basically suspends your phone in front of your face
while
you walk in.
Oh my goodness, someone's gonna get hit by a car doing that. That's crazy.
That is the worst thing in the world.
Okay, that might be the worst thing in the world, but I know the worst thing in the universe, Anthony.
Oh.
And you know what's the worst thing in the universe?
What is the worst thing in the universe?
I don't know. Give me a 5 seconds to
think. That means you lose, man.
No.
I still think your thing's better.
The game wasn't who can find the thing the fastest. The game is who can find the worst thing.
You know what the worst thing in the world is?
What?
Rosart crayons.
It's hilarious because I know exactly what you mean by that.
If you ever owned a set of Rosart crayons.
That was like the saddest like third word.
Your parents don't love you as much as they should.
Aw, that's sad. What if Rosart crayons are like half the price of Crayola and they were trying to save money? See? You know what's the worst thing in the universe? Pretentious people thinking that their parents don't love them. Actually, you know what? I think I might be a little more pretentious than you because I just
Crayola
said...
snobs.
Crayola snobs. Dude, that's the biggest problem. That's the worst problem ever. Crayola snobs. People that think Crayola is the best no matter what.
Okay, have you ever tried to write with a Rosart crayon?
No, because my parents love me and they bought me Crayola.
You have better luck grabbing a candle off the kitchen counter and bringing that to school than you do with a Rosart crayon.
Mm. Are you telling me that the candle that I dropped on my foot that almost ruined my day in the last episode would have been a better candle? It would have been a better crayon?
And that's a fake candle.
That's a fake candle. No, okay. It was a wax candle with a fake flame.
That is the worst thing in the world.
There's so many... I don't know, man. I have so much, what's a step below indifference?
What do you mean?
What is like a step?
Like a little bit worse?
Yeah. I have so much of that for most things on Earth, even though Earth is great.
Mm-hmm.
You know what is the worst, though? When your brother steals your socks. That's the worst thing on Earth. For sure.
In the entire universe.
Yeah, I have about 6 pairs of socks. Maybe 7. I don't have many pairs of socks because I hate wearing shoes. And like the one time out of the month that I want to wear shoes, I'll look for my socks and I can't find them. And I find them all in the dirty laundry hamper.
And you're slightly on the negative side of indifferent towards that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's almost okay, but it's not.
It's almost okay, you know, because my socks are comfy. But it's not okay because like the one day I want to use it, all 6 are unavailable.
You know it's almost okay, but it's not.
What?
Those Ziosk things at Chili's.
Yeah, yeah.
Those little computers that go on your table that you have to check out from.
Okay, but explain why. Who? What? To the average man who does not frequent the Chili's, what is a Ziosk and why is a Ziosk?
Well, I just explained it. Well, I guess okay. It's a little like little tablet that goes on your in the middle of your table that you're encouraged to pay your bill by swiping your card on your own table. I just don't like it because when I go to a restaurant, I want to be served. Not that I feel like I'm above and I feel like I need to be served by people, but you know, I want to purchase service from some
person. You know, yeah, okay, I can kind of see, but you know what? I'm the guy that when I go to Target, I go to the express lane, or not, what is it? The self-checkout lane?
Oh, I'm a big fan of the self-checkout.
That's precisely what it is in restaurant form. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm slightly on the negative side of indifferent towards the idea of a self-checkout.
Really?
Because I feel like we shouldn't be scared to interact.
Can I say something before you go into that?
Go ahead.
Because I want to hear why you don't like self-checkout. For Chili's, though, like, as a person with not a whole lot of money, mm-hmm. I feel less intimidated paying at the Ziosk knowing that I can pay 15% as tip and not feel that bad about it. Mm. You know what I mean?
But you're just hiding from your problems.
That's what I'm good at. That's my skill. I put that on my resume. When I, you know what's the worst thing in the world? I just thought of it.
Go for it.
And maybe this is a bad thing that I'll regret saying later. But I, before I got my current job now that I can't talk about for obvious for reasons, I applied for a job on my campus. And I'm an idiot, first of all. I'm not very fluent in tech. I don't know how to code. I don't know how to fix viruses on a computer. Mm-hmm. But I signed up for an IT job. So that was mistake number one of me. But I went into their office, because they said it was entry-level work. I didn't really need to know that much.
Right, yeah.
But I went to their office, and it's like Facebook headquarters over there. Like, I walk inside the building, and it's, like, the most beautiful building ever. And then I go into the interview room on, like, the whatever floor, the 50th floor of the building. And it's gorgeous. And there's, like, the whole room is made out of windows. And, you know, I totally bombed the interview by saying a bunch of really stupid stuff that I'll talk about later. But I just remember sitting there thinking, I know why my tuition costs this much now. It's because we're paying billions of dollars for a bunch of dudes at IT to pretend that they're Facebook or something, you know? That's the worst thing. High tuition, knowing that the facilities are wasted.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing.
I mean, we just came out of that long rant about textbooks, and that wasn't on air, but...
That wasn't on air.
But boy, do I hate...
Yeah, don't you love, for all my college students out there, don't you love paying $300 for a textbook a la carte so you can't even resell it later?
For the 122nd edition, volume 2 of the book of history, which hasn't changed since the 1900s.
Oh, man. Well, is that going to be our worst thing? Is that our worst thing?
I'll allow it?
All right. Anyone object? Speak now.
Anybody?
Studio audience. All right, that is the worst thing. Then we're agreeing. We're stopping it here.
And we have a segment.
Yeah, we have a segment. Would you care to explain, Anthony?
Yeah, man, it's your segment. I don't even know what's going on.
Okay. All right. So I thought it would be kind of fun if we did kind of like a little scenario. Have you ever seen those dudes that play, like, Dungeons and Dragons and stuff?
I've played Dungeons and Dragons.
Really?
Yeah.
I just feel like I would never be able to get into that kind of thing. Like, it's too much, like, fantasy and but I think it would be kind of funny if, like...
Dude, I think you could totally get into it.
Really?
If you just did... If you weren't afraid to be, like, lame.
Oh, to be... Okay, well...
But...
Maybe if I enjoy this, I'll consider playing with you. But I was thinking it'd be fun if we can give each other scenarios, and then you reply with what you do, and then we just build a story around that.
Okay.
Do you want to start, or do you want me to start? Because I don't even have a scenario in mind. I'm just going to conjure up one.
Oh, man. I can try. I'll try to give you a story.
Okay, and I'll play appropriate music.
Okay, ready? Ooh, yeah, music always helps. Go.
Happy or sad or spooky, like, set the
make
tone.
Make it dramatic.
Okay.
Okay, you're in a wide open field. There's trees everywhere. There are shards of glass raining from the sky, like hail. You're in an open area. On your left side, there's a pretty good cover of trees. On the right side, there is a cave. What do you do?
Okay, this is what I do with my quick wit.
We cut that part out. They're not going to get it.
Oh, dang it. Okay, well, with my quick wit, I would pull out my employee handbook from my failed job interview.
And this is an inside joke.
I would cover my head with it so I wouldn't ruin my beautiful face with the glass. And I would use my giant legs to sprint inside of the cave. Safe.
Your attempt to pull out the employee handbook was unsuccessful because you did not get the job.
Oh, wait. Wait, you can do that?
I can do whatever I want.
All right, okay. Okay, this just got a little bit more interesting. I would hop onto my hoverboard and hold my girlfriend's hand and make her walk me to the cave.
And we kept that part in, right?
Yeah, we kept the part in. That's what I do. I'd hop on my hoverboard and I'd say, all right, let's go. And
okay, you're in the cave.
Okay, I'm in
the
cave.
Your girlfriend is probably irritated at you.
She probably died because of the hail of glass.
I mean, you can't pick that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay.
You can only make decisions.
Dang it. Okay, keep going.
Your girlfriend is going irritated at you. Mm. You luckily you have this resource of a hoverboard now.
Okay.
You realize there is now three paths in front of you. On the very left, there's a rocky terrain that would be difficult to get over with your hoverboard. You could always try. In the middle, there's a segment of water that you'd have to swim through. And your girlfriend can swim, but you can't. And she'd have to carry you through.
Whoa. I swam. Dude, I was on the swim team, man. Come on. Okay. I accept. I got cut, therefore I can't. I got cut from the team, therefore I can't swim.
The right path, the very, very right path, is a seemingly smooth landscape.
All right.
Free of obstacles. Perfect. For all right. Riding a hoverboard.
Okay. If there's anything that I've learned during my 30 decades working in a pyramid scheme, the road that is clean and easy, that's not the road I want. I want some tension in my life, you know? Uh-huh. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to open up Facebook. I'm going to go to the marketplace app. I'm going to sell my hoverboard, and with that $100, I'm going to buy a kayak. And ooh. And sail across the sea. Sail across
okay,
the river.
Okay.
All right. Is that legit, or does it have to be a little more realistic?
You see, your girlfriend is pleased.
She's pleased.
That you did not carry on. You gave up your hoverboard that you were using to take advantage of her before.
Right.
To buy her a kayak so she doesn't have to get wet pulling you across. So she's very happy with you.
But she's not happy that I got the wrong color.
You can't pick stuff, man.
Sorry, just like a little control, man. Okay, keep going.
Okay, I'll give you that.
I love that, okay.
You picked the purple kayak. She wanted the pink one.
Which is true. I love purple. That is my favorite color.
But you did get the sparkly one, and she's happy about that.
Okay.
So you get across. She's happy. She's hugging you. And now, you are faced with your final obstacle.
Ooh, okay. All right.
Here it is.
Okay.
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 I'm gonna keep saying okay until I think of something good.
Alright, you know what?
You are no longer in a cave. Whoa. Just like that.
Wow.
You're not in a cave anymore.
Incredible. It's amazing.
You're in the clouds.
I'm in the cloud.
And all this, around you.
Is this like metaphoric? Did I die?
No.
Okay.
Of course not.
Okay, well, it's a happy song. I changed the tone to happy.
You're in the clouds. All around you, there's ferrets floating around. They don't have wings, but they float. You hear the beautiful sound of kazoo music in the background.
My kind of
your
music.
Girlfriend is looking at you with these happy, gleeful eyes. Like, she looks like she's waiting for you to say something. After an awkward pause, you realize you gotta say something. What do you say?
You know, it's funny because in the last scenario, I was gonna say sell. No, like, no joke. I was gonna say sell the kayak. I had a feeling you're gonna go this way. I was gonna say sell my hoverboard for $200 and buy an engagement ring with the excess. Because I feel
you better hope she doesn't want an expensive engagement ring.
Dang it! Now, okay. Well, how long?
Okay, you don't have any resources anymore.
Yeah,
you had to leave your kayak at the bottom. Yeah,
tell me how long I've been dating this chick.
You've been dating her for 2.5 weeks.
Okay, so engagement's still on the table. I'm just kidding. Okay, all right. You know what? Using my quick wit, I pull out my employee handbook and I look for the answers in there. You know? Okay, so I'm in the cloud. I'm in the cloud. There's some ferrets.
You better hurry up. She's getting uncomfortable. She's getting awkward.
Ooh.
She's about to run off with Jared over there.
Dude, who's Jared?
Jared is the man who's about to steal your girl.
Oh, dang it. I hate when Jareds in my life just steal everything from me. Well, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to protect my lady, clearly. So,
clearly.
Using my fists of fury, I punch one of the ferrets. And then, while the ferret is dazed, I throw it at Jared and I say, "Here, Jared." And the ferret's going to wake up, go crazy, and bite him. Okay. He'll get sad and go home, and I'll hold my girlfriend's hand and say, "Hey, instead of getting married, why don't we go to IHOP?" And then we go to IHOP.
And of course, this is all what you think is going to happen, right?
This is all what I'm thinking.
You don't have control over the situation. Right.
This is what I'm gonna try to okay. do. You know what? She's a pretty lady. Let's make it a little more classy than IHOP. Let's go. I'll take her to Gomate. I'll take her to like a ramen place.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
All right. Okay.
So, you carefully, quickly lunge and grab your employee handbook off the ground since you've discarded previously, and you hurl it across the cloudy skies to the largest ferret you can see. You hit the ferret, he goes, "Squawk!" So that's the sound that flying
ferrets make. Is that the sound that ferrets make? Squawk?
Only the celestial ones. It falls to the ground, you run over, you grab the ferret,
mm-hmm.
You're gonna throw it at Jared, right?
I'm for sure gonna throw it at Jared. Forget Jared, man.
Okay, you go. You realize you've been playing bowling all your life. You know how to do the granny roll.
Okay.
That's your signature move.
Yeah.
So
I'm gonna granny roll.
The disabled ferret towards Jared.
All right.
Jared trips on the ferret.
Mm.
He falls
through the clouds.
Through the clouds.
Dang.
Luckily, a ferret catches him.
Thank God.
So Jared.
Thank God.
So Jared is now not happy at all.
Yeah. Well,
he is.
That's what happens.
Mounted on the back of a celestial flying ferret.
Yeah.
It's not looking good for you, Chase.
Yeah. Well,
Jared is coming.
Okay. Where's my lady friend at? Like emotionally, is she with me or Jared?
She is very conflicted.
She's indifferent.
So the flying ferret, you see, it flies up. It's clearly furious that you did this to its ferret friend. It's coming straight towards you, but out of the corner of its eye, it sees its fallen comrade.
Okay.
And it realizes it's at a turning point now. It either can go on with this vengeance and attack you, or it can go help its friend in need.
Okay, this is getting really complex.
And I'm going to let you make a decision. What does the ferret do?
Okay, this is what I want to say. I want to say, after this, I want a finale. After my last response, I want this to be a finale.
Okay.
So this is what the ferret, to the surprise of many, is a dissident. he didn't really approve of the way that the fairs were all communists, and he didn't approve of the way things were being run. So he swoops up, he picks me and the lady, and he flies. We fly all the way back down to, we fly all the way to the west side, and we chill at Yolk's, and we eat some shave ice, and we go home.
Fatal mistake, Chase.
No!
You forgot there is still glass raining from the sky.
Ah, dang it.
You and your girlfriend both
perish.
Quickly perish in
the end.
Glass.
Okay. Well, that sucks. Dang.
You lose, Chase. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You did your best.
I feel like an island is always, like, everyone's go-to, because that's like the place where, you know, you can always make up your own rules. But you know what? Let's modernize it a little bit, all right?
Okay, okay.
You know? Okay, so you are not at your current job. You're in an office on a high tower, okay?
Okay, okay.
You're in an office on your high tower. You're having a good time. Someone just cleaned out the fridge and took your ramen, so you're a little
furious.
You're a little furious.
I'm not happy at all.
Okay.
Is it Jared?
How'd you know?
Jared.
So Jared,
Jared,
the jerk he is, cleaned out the fridge and says, "Hey, I'm Jared. I cleaned out your fridge. What Jared. You gonna do about it?" And what's a name in middle school that you were called that you didn't like?
I don't know. Jared?
he says, "I took your ramen. What you gonna do about it, Chappy boy?" What you gonna do about it? He taunts you.
Uh-huh.
You have a stapler in your hand, and you also have a plate of... You just have an empty paper. You have a paper plate and a stapler. Ooh. What do you do?
Okay, well, I'm a little too scared to just escalate things and throw a stapler at the guy.
Right, because, that's a public relations nightmare.
But I realize I'm pretty good at throwing playing cards. So I'm going to throw the paper plate
as a playing card
right into his
heart.
Chest bone.
Right into his chest bone.
His collarbone. Hoping for an easy break.
All right. Success. It broke his sternum and he's on the ground.
Oh, yes.
And he says, "Why'd you do that?" Alright, and this is where it gets interesting. Your boss comes in and is like, "Dude, why'd you throw a paper plate at our HR?" At our HR guy. Little did you know, Jared's from HR.
Oh,
and
no.
He makes up all the rules, right?
Oh, no.
So as punishment, they send you in exile to a little island in Okinawa.
Okay.
Because, you know, that's where they outsource the labor, right?
Right.
Little did you know. So you're on a little island with 20 people on it.
Okay.
They dropped you off at the coast, so you don't really know anyone. You don't even see anyone. You just think that you've been dropped off at a deserted island. You have a briefcase. And it has three things in it. It has Jell-O. It has another stapler.
Okay.
And it has a tie. You come across 40 snakes. What do you do?
Okay. So immediately, I'm obviously plotting my revenge against Jared. Because he not only ate my ramen, but he ruined my career. So I'm not holding back anymore. No more paper plates. I'm grabbing that stapler because I am... After I get rid of these snakes, I'm coming right to Jared, and I'm gonna show him his boss.
Dude, oh man, okay, so what do you do?
I grab the stapler, and I say, "Hey, snakes, I know I ain't much, I'm just one man, but I know a guy who is a real jerk, and I think, as a team, we can make something happen."
Alright, you took the diplomatic approach. I was thinking about failing you, but I like the way you handled this situation. The snakes know English, and
yes.
They say, "We accept."
What a coincidence.
"We accept. As long as you can take us to this Jared, we will eat him."
Okay.
How do you get home from here? You're still on the coast. There's a town of people, maybe like one click away.
Uh-huh.
What do you do?
Okay, well, immediately I need to be able to track down Jared. So I take out Google Maps, I type in Jared. Okay?
Okay.
I see at the nearest mall, it says Jared. So I'm like, this gotta be him. This has to be him.
So you're assuming that just in spite, Jared flew all the way to Okinawa, to an island in Okinawa, just to spite you, and it's just not a totally different dude named Jared.
Well, I'm just thinking...
The closer I am to
any
Jared.
There's only so many Jareds.
Alright. That's fair.
So, assuming that this Jared is in this town, I'm gonna travel towards it.
Okay. Little did you know, you walk into the town with your 40 snakes, and a Jared is there. But it's not the Jared you're looking for. It's Jared's twin brother, Jared. Jared.
Jared's twin brother. Yeah. Named
you
Jared.
Saw the big sign that said Jared, but a palm tree was blocking where it had a hyphen and another Jared.
No.
But he says, "Hey, I used to work with Jared, but I threw a paper plate on him and broke his sternum. He sent me to this island.
What a coincidence.
I want to get back at him. You have a palm. I'm giving you hints. You have tree leaves and a stapler.
Oh.
What do you do? You have the 40 snakes too. I can think of a couple things.
I know exactly what I need to do.
How do you get back to America? How do you do it?
Dude, this is easy.
Come on.
This is easy.
You know where we're
going. I know where you're going.
Okay,
all
right.
I'm going to tie all the stakes together.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to create a double palm tree catapult slingshot.
Ooh, that's not where I was going. Oh, okay, keep going.
Because
really?
I was thinking, if the snakes, they're going to cooperate. They're going to hold tails.
Right, right.
You know, maybe the couples can go together.
Okay.
I'll let them do that just to make it a little more fun.
Yeah.
A little more comfortable. Maybe they can start a courtship.
You're being hospitable, and I appreciate that. Okay,
yes.
Keep going.
I'm gonna get little Johnny Snake and little Betty Snake and be like, hey Johnny, if you do this for me, I'm gonna let you hold tails with Betty.
Okay, this is getting weird. Keep going.
So I get them across the two palm trees, and I pull it back. But I'm not. You might think I'm gonna launch myself. I'm not. Because, you know,
interesting.
A stapler is shaped like a V. So I'm going to stick the stapler on the catapult, pull it back all the way, and I'm going to let go. And I'm just going to hope it's going to make its way back to whatever country I was in where Jared lives.
Wow. That's crazy. So you think, that's crazy. That's crazy because you're just assuming that you can fling a snake all the way across the Pacific back to you.
No, I'm not flinging a snake. I'm flinging a stapler.
All right, so you get the 40 snakes and you fling it.
Because you understand the symbolism here.
Because
originally, I didn't have the heart to...
I understand the symbolism. This is going full circle, baby. And you know what? Just for the sake of time, this is what happens.
Okay.
You're in luck. The 40 snakes fling the stapler. The stapler hits an albatross in the head, but it just sticks to their head because of the staple.
Uh-huh.
And the albatross doesn't mind that much. So he flies all the way back to HR, and he slams into that window.
Oh.
The stapler hits the window, breaks the window, flies across the room, and staples Jared right in the forehead.
Yes.
And he says,
"He's
ow."
So embarrassed.
He says,
"I showed him."
He says, "Ow, who did that?" No one fesses up. He gets angry, throws a fit, gets fired.
Yes.
The end.
Oh my gosh.
That was beautiful.
That was beautiful.
All right. That was hey man, came full circle. I'm really glad with the way that turned out.
Me too. And we will see you guys next week.
Yeah. Join us.
Well, not next week. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Join us whenever, because apparently I just don't care enough to create a consistent timeline for this podcast. We're gonna try to stick to every 2 weeks, but with Anthony, probably currently on his business trip.
Yeah. So luckily we were able to film a couple episodes. So there might not be too much of a gap, but next show there will either be a kind of a bonus episode, something we put together,
mm-hmm.
or nothing at all. So you're either going to get the bonus or you're going to get nothing.
You'll get the bonus.
Okay.
I'm going to promise that and then not deliver. And then, when Anthony comes back in all of its glory, we will have, you want to say it with me? One,
we will have
two, three, the Chap Yams cooking special bonanza.
Audio only version.
We'll see you guys next time. Have a good one.